What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Celebrate 40 years of the best in public golf at Balmoral Woods in Crete with golf and cart rates Monday through Friday under $40. Lot information. Great golf for a great value at Balmoral Woods.
As the Blackhawks battle the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, keep it right here for expert analysis, breaking postseason news, and your reaction too. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Blackhawks are back at the United Center tomorrow night. After tying the series with Anaheim at 1 with last night's 3-2 triple overtime win, Corey Crawford stopped 60 shots in over 116 minutes of ice time.
We played hard throughout the whole thing, and we had some chances, and they had some too that went off the post. And both sides were so close, and that was just a great hockey game to watch, really.
Game 3 tomorrow at the UC is at 7. Tonight in Tampa, the Lightning host the Rangers in the East Finals. That series is also tied at a game apiece. On to baseball, the White Sox host the Indians with Carlos Rodon opposing Sean Markham. Pregame on the Score starts at 6:35. The Cubs are in San Diego with Seiichi Iwata facing Tyson Ross. First pitch at 9:10. NBA playoffs, Game 1 tonight in Atlanta. The Hawks host the Cavs. In the West, the Warriors took Game 1 last night over Houston, 110-106. Game 2 is tomorrow at Golden State. Jimmy Butler was named the all-defensive second team. And back to hockey, Mike Babcock is the new head coach in Toronto. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Indians on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
With the fifth pick in the 1995 NBA draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves select Kevin Garnett from Farragut Academy in Chicago.
From the high school to NBA.
Kevin Garnett, 19 years old, parade All-American first team, Mr. Basketball in Illinois. Why is he going to the NBA now?
Garnett gets his first NBA basket.
Well, this young man, we're going to see a lot of him.
Know my Wolves fans across the globe. As the kid,
Garnett takes it in high and comes down hard.
The big ticket.
The big ticket.
And of course, KG.
This is exactly what this team needs, KG.
He is one of the top three players in the world.
This is where MVPs are defined.
Kevin Garnett is getting his crowd going right now.
KG, that's a big time finish over Gasol. Getting my poster. I'm the big ticket.
And the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to the Western Conference Finals.
I had no interest in leaving Minnesota. Let that be known. Here we are, playing number 5.
The newest member of the Boston Celtics, Kevin Garnett.
Garnett on the slam follow.
27 points.
Ball fight, Craig. Ball fight. Tonight was a ball fight, man. I forgot you was doing the interview. Go ahead.
Garnett inside, backs it in, and a foul. What a play from Kevin Garnett.
And after a 22-year absence, the Boston Celtics are NBA champions once again.
NBA champions.
You know, leaving Brooklyn in the middle of a season wasn't the best way that I would like to do it, but I figure if LeBron can go home, then why can't I?
And at the other forward, 6'11", from Farragut Academy High School, number 21, Kevin Garnett!
The second era of Kevin Garnett in a Minnesota Timberwolves uniform, a salute to the crowd.
It's an exciting thing to see number 21 back on Target Center's floor.
Boers and Bernstein.
Don Bernstein.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
205 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Have you guessed we're going to talk a little basketball in Boers and Bernstein?
I haven't. I'm too stupid. I couldn't figure it out. But that's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do, though.
Because we go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter, at Howard Beck. He writes for Bleacher Report, and he also does NBA Sunday Tip from 8 to 10 local time on Sirius XM for Bleacher Report Radio. Hello, Howard.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Everything's great. I mean, you could not have picked a better subject, I tell you, for what you did, because that guy... That's just loaded with stuff, isn't it? That's just nonstop.
What a great piece. We should let people know that there's a two-part article at Bleacher Report, Kevin Garnett and Oral History, and it's Howard Beck interviewing former teammates, coaches, staff members, et cetera, Ethan Skolnick, Rick Bucher, Jared Swerling, Kevin Ding, Jonathan Feigen, all involved in helping out on this as well. But did you learn anything about Kevin Garnett that you didn't expect through this process?
I don't think there was anything that was altogether new. I mean, the guy's been in the league for 20 years, and we've seen him grow up before our eyes. And so I think everything that there is to know about Kevin Garnett in terms of his personality, his character, we've known on some level. What I thought was enlightening for me in going through this process, interviewing, we interviewed over 40 people, 40-something, I can't remember. I think I did 24 out of the 40, and my colleagues pitched in on the others. It was just underlining certain things about him that you kind of knew, but you didn't know to what extent they went. That you knew that he was intensely focused, but you didn't know that, you know, he could on a dime go from joking around on the bus to being absolutely stoic and in this weird quiet zone where you couldn't bother him, couldn't mess with him, couldn't, you know, it was within a minute, you know, matter of minutes before a game, he would just shut down and go into this other place. There are times when you think the guy's crazy when you hear a lot of these stories because he's so intensely focused and so competitive.
Is he?
But he might be, but in a very mostly good way. You know, I mean, anybody who's a high achiever, especially in sports, has to have a certain amount of focus and ability to block things out and hone in on the task at hand. But people have various levels of that. Guys do get distracted. Guys do let their minds wander. This is a guy who, you know, treats every game, and for that matter, every practice and shoot around, like it's the most important thing in the world at that time. And, you know, one person after another would describe this scene of him walking off the floor at shoot around where everybody else is just, you know, dry and just looks normal, like they've just, you know, because a shoot around, an NBA shoot around in the morning of a game, it's a walkthrough mostly. It's not necessarily a workout. Garnett would be drenched with sweat coming off the court every time, including, by the way, just a couple months ago in his return to Minnesota at age 39, you know, having, you know, almost double the age of some of his teammates, he's still working harder than all the rest of them. The other interesting thing that happened was that when this published, I think we ran it on Monday, I started getting texts from people, you know, with a variety of things, you know, kind of, you know, weighing in on it or, you know, saying, you know, what they thought was interesting. And I had an agent who's represented a number of smaller, you know, less known players who had been teammates of him, reiterating how incredibly loyal he was, telling me stories about how he bought his client a car just out of the blue, just because he liked the kid a lot. Another story just on the quirky side of how Garnett wouldn't talk to this one particular teammate, told him that he had to come knock on his locker if he wanted to speak to him in the locker room, even when there was nobody else in there. He'd have to knock and wait for Garnett to respond. He's a little strange, but incredibly committed, incredibly professional about his career. he's just a fascinating persona. And as I point out there in the story as well, it was, you know, one of the reasons that I was drawn to doing this project in the first place with him was that he's such a trailblazer on so many levels. You know, the guy who started the modern preps to pros trend, which then was essentially outlawed by the age limit. You can trace that back to him. His contract back in the late 90s was one of the major triggers, and some people think the trigger, for the lockout back in 98. And he's the prototype for these do-it-all seven-footers like, you know, Kevin Durant, who's, you know, close to 7 feet anyway, Anthony Davis, guys who are, you know, built closer to power forward center type but are not in that old prototype where you stand around in the paint or on the low blocks where you actually can get out on the court, shoot, handle the ball, lead the break. You know, there we didn't really see that prototype until Garnett came along. So I just thought there's so many aspects of him that are unique that it was worth this look.
And will literally beat his head against a wall.
Yes.
I bet that that's yeah, well, like, holy crap.
From a television show.
Yeah.
See, that stood out to me. Yeah, and I love that, and the Joakim Noah story is hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
Just hysterical. The Joakim Noah came up to me and said, I used to have your poster on my bedroom wall, and he just takes one look at him, and he goes, F you.
Yeah. And that's the thing with Garnett is that on the court, you know, this is not a guy who gets into the chummy, hey, we're all just colleagues and we all played AAU together and whatever. Like, there's a lot of that, you know, collegiality in the NBA these days, that fraternization, and Garnett is old school that way. He doesn't believe in the fraternizing. If you're on his team, you're his guy, and he'll go to war for you. And if you are the opponent, even, you know, a young Joakim Noah saying, yeah, I look up to you, you're my, you know, hero, whatever, he's got no time for it. And again, you can call that crazy, you can call it a little over top, or you can respect the fact that that's just how seriously he treats each game.
I remember we had a conversation with Mark Spears of Yahoo, who spent a lot of time around Garnett, and it was after yet another incident with him where he said something to somebody during the game, and maybe it was the Honey Nut Cheerios one, I don't remember, but what Spears said was that he really believed that Garnett could flip a switch where, when he claimed, I don't remember saying that, he was telling the truth. That he sort of went into like a fugue state where there was something actually dissociative, where he was able to be in some sort of mental space that was, in a way, disconnected from reality. It worked for him, and he could go there. He could go there willingly and purposely. But that there's some truth to that, that he really wasn't himself sometimes.
I think that's altogether possible. You know, you'd have to, you know, run that past a sports psychologist, I guess, to see how that pans out. But, I mean, I do think that guys who are really intense to that degree and in the midst of a game, are so focused in that they're so in the moment that, you know, minutes after the game they may not remember all of that, or they may go into another state, and especially, you know, the things that are coming out of your mouth in the heat of battle and all that. It's possible. You know, some of the things he has said or been accused